Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Chris Kimball, founder and editor of KimballChartingSolutions.com. And as always, Chris has sent me a handful of charts that will be posted below this interview. We're going to spend most of the time talking about copper, but before we get into copper, a quick comment on this Euro weekly chart. And the Euro has been in this declining wedge formation ever since really 2018, and it is hitting some support right here. Chris, what are you trying to point out with this Euro chart?
Hey, Corey, thanks for having us back. And, you know, anyone that's bullish gold, silver, or the miners, copper, or commodities in general, you know, Corey would love to see the Euro heading up. And as you can see depicted in this chart, for, you know, the last couple of years, the Euro has struggled because it's made a series of lower highs and lower lows. But the decline over the, you know, the last, since a pretty sharp decline, Corey, over what, the last 14 months, has taken it down to potentially channel support, you know, which goes clear back to, you know what, Corey, since 04, a 14-year channel line. And then over the last, as you highlighted, over the last almost 2 years, this falling wedge has been taking place. And lo and behold, when you get to really looking microscopically at the chart, the Euro is popping to the upside on a bullish breakout of the Euro at number one on this chart. And so on a very, really short-term perspective, this is one of the few breaths of fresh airs that, you know, the gold, silver, miners, and coppers have seen, or a positive message from the Euro for quite a while.
Now, are you getting on board with a more bullish Euro? Because still, Europe seems like a mess to me, but just this week, there has been quite the move in the Euro, which has forced the dollar down too.
Corey, that's a wonderful question. We're really not big currency players, but we believe that, you know, when you think of a dog and a tail, you know, that the dog is either the dollar or the Euro, and those currencies wag the tail, and those tails, on the end of the tail, is gold, silver, and, you know, the miners and commodities. And so I think, you know, people that are interested in the commodity sector really want to look at the commodities as to see what the dog's doing. But if the dog is, you know, giving some favorable signals, then you want to trade these other pieces. Because, you know, as you know, Corey, if the Euro would rally, say, 4 or 5%, that's not a big move percentage-wise. But when then you look over, what would gold do, or silver, or the miners, you know, if the Euro would rally 4%, you know, that's a good chance, what, Corey, they could be up 7, 10, 12%. So I want to be really humble about this, that we don't trade the currencies, but we really watch them close for important signals for the ancillary trades.
Okay. Now, what about follow through, though, on this? This is a weekly chart. We're going to close this week above that falling wedge. What kind of follow through would you like to see to verify this move and this break?
You know, it's, you know, obviously, if you could just continue to see more of the same, that would be wonderful. And of course, if you flip the chart around, you know, we've shared, Corey, a few times over the last few weeks that the dollar has rallied. It's facing a 61% retracement level. We didn't throw the chart in on today's show, but, you know, we could later. But the last 2 weeks, Corey, the dollar made bearish reversal patterns at the 61% Fib retracement level. And this week, it is breaking below, excuse me, a weekly rising support line based upon weekly closes. So both the Euro and the dollar are sending the commodities slash metals complex. You know, the long-term trend hadn't changed, but this is the first decent price action from a reversal perspective we've seen from the Euro and the dollar in many a week.
Okay, well, very positive then for the metals. Can we also talk about copper now? The first chart is simply the copper futures chart, and it is coming down to this support level down at number two after peaking out at the higher part of this range that it's been in for close to a year now. You obviously would like to see a bounce in copper to maintain this range. And Chris, I guess before you answer that, you can hear that Gigi's also fired up about copper too. So please share with both of us your thoughts.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we'd do something a little different just because it was presenting itself to us from a chart pattern perspective, Corey. As you highlighted, this is the third time it's been down to around the 260 level. And as you can see in the top part of the chart, momentum is getting oversold. And so this is a good place for Dot Copper to see a trading range bounce. And as we said pre-call, that this is a great place for investors to put a long position in and have a clean stop loss, because obviously if copper, it's knocking on the support door for the third time, if it would fail, you just put your stop right below that line and walk away from it. But as we close out the week, copper is creating a bullish reversal pattern while testing support.
Now, the next chart deals with seasonality, and I know some traders hate looking at seasonality, but I always find it interesting. And for copper, May is usually a bad month, which it was this year. We also had a couple months before, like April, where copper also moved down, usually a good month. But now we're entering a period where June is marginally up, but July is usually the best month for copper of the year. Is this fitting in at all to your trading as well?
Yeah, I think that's why I wanted to put it in here. You know, Corey, I'm with what you said, that I do not think, man, woman should trade based upon seasonality alone. But I do think we shouldn't be an ostrich and stick our head in the sand and completely ignore it, either. And so it is a seasonal time that copper typically does rally, for the next couple of months typically. And so it's nice to see the seasonality coming into play while copper is testing support.
It is so encouraging, but as you said, maybe a good chance to take a long position, but also have a pretty tight stop, I would think. Now let's also look at the sentiment. Copper sentiment, at least on the bullish side, is down in the dumps. It is 26% as outlined in this chart. Now it has been lower, just look back to 2016, but anytime you get below that 30% level or about that 30% level, it is showing more or less, I guess you can say, an oversold barometer there. So in terms of sentiment, you're taking the contrary play and saying it's not going to get much worse. We're going to have some sort of a bounce.
Yeah, the package that I love from a total perspective, Corey, is can you have an asset that's fallen hard, pushed relative momentum down, is testing support, is seasonally, has the winds behind it for a while, and nobody believes in it. And that's why I wanted to put this copper package together. Doc Copper is definitely testing a support level that I think stock bulls would get really concerning news, Corey, if support would break, because I think Doc Copper would be sending a macro message of continuing slowness, in the economy. But this is a nice setup that creates a risk-reward scenario from support, momentum, seasonality, and who likes it? Not many, which makes me interested.
Okay. So how would you then trade this? Would it be taking a position in a tight stop? Just because, as you said, if it does break lower and sentiment can always get worse, you could be in for a quick move down.
Yeah. And that's the clean part why I wanted to present this today is, it's just on a really clean horizontal support line that I want to take an entry position here. And if it breaks that support, don't sweat it. Just, know your own risk tolerances, know your own limits, but, put a 3% stop in that range. And to me, it's worth risking 3 to potentially make 9 or 10. The last time, Corey, you brought up correctly that the last time it was sentiment-wise or this few of bulls was 2016. When everybody gets a look at this chart, copper only rallied about 40% the last time, sentiment was this low. So I'm not forecasting it's going to rally that much, but, if the dollar continues soft, the euro can, gather some buying pressure. Some of these things could, not a lot of people like these things. And one of the reasons I want to bring this sentiment, picture up is, as you know, Corey, gold and silver have rallied a little bit in the last 2 weeks, but sentiment in that area, a lot of people just can't wait to jump on those trades. And I forget in my weekly report, I think it was silver or copper, there was a 16% rally in bullish sentiment on a very tiny move in the metals. And so that's why this one really jumped out at me is how few of people still like it compared with silver. We're already up to like 50% bulls.
Yeah, I know. The precious metals especially can see even crazier swings in terms of overall sentiment. Let's drive into the final chart here, and this is a chart of Freeport MacMoran. So we are driving into the actual stocks, and curiously, Freeport has already started to rebound. So the potential here of the large company leading this metal higher, well, it's on the table, at least for now. What do you want to point out in this chart?
This is kind of, you know, when I said the example of the dog and the tail, Corey, and listeners, this is an example of that. You know, you can trade copper itself, and if you don't want to trade copper futures, for those trading ETFs, the symbol would be JJC, and it would have a similar setup to copper. But Freeport would be one of those that's a leveraged play. In other words, if copper would go up, let's say, a 5% rally, there's probably a good chance that Freeport goes up 10, 15, 20, something like that. So as an example, you know, copper itself is not up, you know, that much today. It's actually down a little bit, but Freeport, with this technical pattern that's going on, is up just short of 3%. And as you mentioned, Corey, this is the third time it's been down here around the 944 level. It's down 50% since the beginning of last year. So that's quite a haircut. So this is a trade that interests me. Because of those factors that we've looked at, oversold, momentum's low, it's testing support, and a clean place to put a stop. You know, if a person's wrong, that's fine. It's better to get a nick than an amputation, and this is one of those great entry places.
I like that term. It's better to get a nick than an amputation, all about limiting that downside risk and seeing some opportunities. But when you are playing these markets that are testing support, you do need to be aware of further breakdowns, but that's why you protect yourself with stops and other trading strategies. Hey, Chris, great having you on the show. Pretty interesting charts here focused on copper, as it has been very much unloved. And you know what? Could be kind of stuck in the mud because of these trade wars. But fact of the matter is, it could be a very nice, at least short-term trade for some investors. Chris, thanks again for all of the charts, all of your time, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey. You're the best.